Yeah, it looks like it. Is it on?
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll have fragmented fragments.
Are you going to explain? Sorry, in the end you get yourself a sixpence.
Ah, yes.
Remember you're on the way. Yeah, it was the same thing. I got this and Cyprio, right? But then it had, I think, the water damage or something. And now the Wi-Fi doesn't work. It was just the internal Wi-Fi card. And I changed it once, but most of the ones that changed didn't work.
Okay.
Sven, do you have DLC?
So start.
So in VLC, you can open also directly things in the network. So if you...
So VLC, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you click on media in the menu.
Wait, I will give you a mouse.
You see it? And open network stream.
No,
Open network or open network stream. It's actually my computer which will be streaming.
The streaming server is here?
Yeah. So in the network URL, so we will first look at the TCP.
So we're here.
You could write HTTP. So basically, HTTP uses TCP. That's why.
Okay. HTTP always goes with TCP.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So colon slash slash, and then my IP, which is 192.168.
Wait, I'm making something.
Dot
so? HTTP
192.168.1.22 slash, and that's actually the file name.
Yeah.
It's bricks.
BRICKS
dot MP4.
MP4, which is a video file.
No, it is after 22. Trying to find. We have a mistake.
It's an M, not the one in the J. I don't know. This one? Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. What else could it be? Okay, let's try again.
Can you show me the one?
Sure. Okay. Oh, yeah, now it works.
Oh my god, this is not fair. Now we are.
Do you have an endless loop there already?
Yes.
What was your
network? I wasn't connected to the network. I mean, you have to be connected to the local.
To the same network?
Yeah, to the Wi-Fi network. Because
but not endless. You needed to be connected to the same network? To
yeah, because you're using this as a server at the moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you need to be on the same network in order to use this as a server. So
okay. Like it's not through the internet, but it's only
on
the
local.
Yes, okay, I understand. So now you're streaming, or it's not streaming?
Yeah, it is streaming, because it starts immediately. Like it doesn't need to download the whole file. Like when you open it, it will start playing. Yeah. Well, it's not streaming. When you open something, it needs to download the whole file.
But it's not like this is playing, and when this would adapt to it would enter with several points.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the answer. That's what the answer is.
And this is the synchronous
exactly.
So this is not streaming, it's like very fast.
Yeah, it's just convenient to use one part of the
movie. But it's not like this is already playing there.
No, this is asking, give me that part of the file, give me that part of the file, give me that
part
of the file, and then that part,
yeah. No, wait, basically, so if I try to...
I don't understand that it's more...
Always to go back and forth, usually the server should be overloaded.
It does.
Because I would always request new files at the moment. But here's a cache here, you know?
Yeah, at some point, probably you have the whole file downloaded, and it doesn't even ask anymore for files, I think.
Mm.
This depends on the thing.
Because in fact, like, you can adjust the caching, like,
so
how much it's stored.
There is an issue
yeah.
with...
No?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stored one. Then they will keep on asking all the time. Of course, it will make the network a bit.
Because it's like everybody's asking for parts of the video, so sometimes it's really slow in responding.
Yeah,
so then that's three loads. So to want to be able to start,
so because
remember
this
buffer
is like how big chunks can a player
store, like how much it loads from the whole video itself. Like here it was before 1,000 milliseconds. That means it would load, as far as I get, like always the second in advance. 1,000 milliseconds. But here you see 1 millisecond. Sometimes it has some ruptures because the network is available. Like I think if you have like 1 second, it goes in advance and at least it's
a short. Because it would ask too much data from the server, so, and if everybody does that, we have no state. And you could maybe use it all as a protocol, like that expensive. I guess it is the way that the network is provided.
But that's something that is usually figured by the router, by the router, by the stream protocol.
Well, I think that's the other protocol. If you go to UDP and you think about Skype, the more people connect to one. Shared streams, worst quality, so the negotiation is done in the network, but now it is done by the player.
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know, maybe you can automatize it, maybe put the automatic switch somewhere. There is like an iMovie,
But isn't it? Is it from Harun Sarafi? What's it called? Like, you know, where it's like showing different brick productions over different historical.
Let's see what it is.
What is the film? We're starting to guess for the film.
So the film is Simon Don du Désert.
The one that's saturated with men and there's only one woman in the last 5 seconds.
That says, so strange, a woman that was this tiny on the market. That's why the non-human parts, you know, it's not Simon Don, the non-human parts.
It is so nice, the bricks cutting.
That's the discretion.
How is it called? Simon Don?
I can pass. Simon Don, who is that?
Who is that?
And so maybe we can see instead the other option. So. Oh, well.
What? Did you stop the screen or no?
Oh, that's the other option.
So if you do.
Now it's
still.
Ending.
Now it's stopped.
If you do.
That was weird.
Super glitch.
Okay.
That's still running.
So we do the same again.
Did you stop it or what?
Not really. I started. I think there's some noise between the two waves now. But
no,
if
but
you do.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
Because
that's
I had the same glitch.
Which
one?
Like it's taking over the.
Right. The same glitch.
So you, there is two streams kind of overlapping or something. But if you do so, then media, open network. And then you have actually UDP.
Okay, wait. So now we're going to test the other protocol. So
yeah.
Same file, different protocol. So we use again, fail safe, it's the same player. But we're going to fill another URL.
So let me write that down. So it's
so
UDP.
So it's UDP. Colon slash slash, and then it's like at, which means basically your machine, colon 5000.
Colon or no?
So
colon. The 2 points.
Ah, okay.
Colon? Yeah.
UDP.
Colon. Ah. How do you call it?
No, this is colon.
This is correct, no?
Two dots is colony.
Yeah, 5,000.
Same colony as
dot com.
Yeah.
Now, there is like a strip.
Is it moving? Yeah,
it's moving. Like one over the other, like something smelling.
Of course.
Look at that.
But
now we are, if we look at, if we put our computers next to each other, maybe that's an interesting, you can see, so we are at the same moment,
but
we're not exactly
the
same,
because sometimes they pop up,
But I guess Haram is still hard for you.
It
must be some natural settings, because sometimes the ADB is wrong. That's why. But it's not connected.
No.
Well, it's just everybody has a bit different delay. And this protocol is not
it
made
lose
in big moving. So that's why it's so. Sometimes it gets some.
Are you streaming also?
Yeah,
in my case it doesn't work.
I mean that's why like this, for example, the scenes which when you have a fixed image and some moving things. I don't know if it's continuous or like a race. And of course then the, I mean this was what we have when we are on Skype, just the image may be smaller and has maybe more complex protocols to have less of these acoustic breaks around it. So in this case, my machine is sound exhausted. Yeah.
So they have to reconstruct different parts of the string that's missing. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's just maybe one piece of it, and sometimes it uses the whole, like when it becomes so gray, because it uses the whole picture of what was where.
But that depends on the codec or not?
Yeah. So the string with a different codec, you would have different glitches.
Yeah.
And that's also what we looked in the encoding session. Mm-hmm. We also see that if you do holes, let's say different files, you get really different even the software.
So I know exactly it's not a better network.
That's interesting. Can you get a speculation, like a rendering of the speculation which could be an image other than what you have there?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, rules of expectation.
Yeah.
But this speculation happens differently in each of the VLC versions? Like, I mean, does VLC?
And also it really depends on the codec.
Okay.
So like, there will be video formats and there are different rules of how to understand change. This is an MP4 format, and the codec is 264, which is the de facto stuff.
Yeah.
Of course, at some point, the string
ends. Okay.
It's
beautiful. The ending is also pretty nice.
Yeah, my cat didn't even start.
No, it really didn't. I cannot connect to these things. I don't know why. But it's weird because I don't have firewall or anything.
Yeah, the point is that the UDP is getting less and less used because, like in this moment of internet governance, there is a whole security, let's say, ruling. Or you have a whole paranoia on all the things that can be harmful, etc. And somehow UDP is considered less safe, mostly because it doesn't go through the browser. Like it's also like there's a increasing normativity that pushes everything to pass through the browser as the safe and controllable environment.
Okay, so we'll turn.
So that's why, for example, this type of experiment could not really happen over the internet because this UDP is.
First, like, it doesn't need a browser, so the TCP. So if you think about the stack, needs the browser, like Firefox or Chrome or whatever, to fill in part of the work to actually show the file. And that's also where then we can secure against harmful insertions or whatever things being sent that you don't actually see. The UDP, we were receiving both streams through VLC, which is a player and not a browser.
Oh.
And so normally, like if you would stream this over the internet, because we were now doing it within
the local
network, so that's considered safe because you would all be somehow connected to the same space. But if it would be online, then the TCP exercise would not work.
No, the UDP would
not
work. No,
the UDP, sorry.
Yeah,
the UDP.
Yeah. And
what would make it not work?
So basically when we use now UDP, for example, in Skype or in like the examples that we made, you always pass through another layer, like a higher layer, let's say. So for example, the browser that establishes a way to have UDP flow to you. Like now, for example, when we open in VLC this UDP link, it's really somehow at a really low level. It's really a raw type of asking what string comes. And so this is kind of has been shifted inside browser or inside more complex applications that kind of do the negotiation to allow this flow. Through the internet, you cannot really have this more basic flow of packets. I mean, it's abstract and it is really complex how the layering works. Like, I'm also somehow unsure in how in Skype these things are organized. But yeah, the effect is that basically there is a push towards apps or browser as the safe
space where space safety is made somehow, where the security is organized, where
because
you can have...
Because it's more regulated?
Well, it's become the space of regulation. I mean, I don't think it's easier or whatever, but it's become the preferred space of regulation. But this is also where you see a lot of pressure on browsers to do that work and to perform as the place of security. So the way Mozilla Foundation has now is constantly telling you
to update your browser.
Exactly. You can't, like, your libgen file has a virus. It's all part of that same shift of responsibility to the browser.
And before, we were wondering if the fact that we have seen like this same sort of...
The way of the video was glitching, we have seen it in a non-streaming, like from ripping DVDs, for example.
So
the same kind of image.
You mean you're wondering how come you have the same effect?
Yeah.
It's because, I mean, the glitch comes when there is a hole or a miss alignment along the rules of how the video is structured. And in the DVD, it happens maybe, sometimes while doing the process that there is an error, let's say, or a misstructuring, which gets filled in. And in this case, it's because you did not receive all the packets.
Yeah, but
so it's the same
there is also a similar way of filling in that.
Like plastic.
Yeah, because it's the same. The video is still structured in the same way.
So
it's just that it's not.
But this has to do with the encoding.
Yes.
Yeah.
With with how.
So what you see, what is revealed in a way by the incompleteness of the transfer is the codec.
You see the content functioning.
How the codec functions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in this case, the non-completeness is because of the network interference. But in the case of your DVD, it could be that there's
That's why there is always at the same spot, while here we were seeing all different glitches and different holes.
So it's the same type of glitches, but with the UDP, it happens at different moments.
So it's the same visual, it is the same like plastic management of the image.
So
something very typical in MPEG is that it calculates against a reference frame. So there's a reference frame and all differences are calculated for the following frames.
Yeah.
And so for example, if you have a tree that's moving against a stable background, then the background stays the same in all these frames. And so the glitch will not be there, but the edge of the tree has all the sketches on the side. So the glitch will always be on, no matter what way you look at the file, DVD or stream or whatever, the glitch will always be there. Because it's part of the algorithm.
It's part of the algorithm to keep steady images steady and change only the moving parts.
Yes, because it lowers the
processing.
The data, the amount of data
that
has to be processed.
And to fill in with maybe the color which is near. And that's why sometimes you see these long lines of the same color.
So in that case, it's an application of the rule filling the nearest color or then moving image. Okay.
So the difference is really like same codec in all cases, but so same type of glitches. But in the case of TCP, they would happen exactly at the same moment for all of us because it comes from the source file. In the case of UDP, we were seeing the glitches, the similar glitches, but at different moments.
But can we just reconstruct it? Because no, because locally we are also using different codecs. Like you can use locally different codecs.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
it
depends
a
bit. Like
so
where
codec is
in your VLC player, like what you encode the file that you stream.
You can transcode it while you are receiving it, but that's something else. But
yeah.
Otherwise, you're looking at the MP4.
Yeah.
Everybody's
so
looking
receiving
at the same MP4. That's
so
the CV, right?
So you don't use codecs within.
Yeah,
the codec is something about what is transferred through these layers, but it doesn't really refer to this layer. It's kind of the internal structuring of the file, and then this file is cut and shipped over, and sometimes pieces are missing, so the codec is what kind of fills in these holes.
Deals with that, those problems.
But that's independent from the layer. The codec is independent from the layer over which it flows.
So VLC is not adding or making codecs.
Mm.
It's just picking, like reading them, understanding them, and then displaying.
Yeah, no, I was just referring to the point, like sometimes you have a ripped DVD and you don't have a codec in your VLC player, then you need to download another codec in order to read that file.
Yeah.
But in this case, that means this doesn't count. Like the codec is streamed from the main server, or how does it
count? Well, it's
from decoded by your player.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
you
so
still need
decoded.
You still need the codec in which my movie is encoded.
Exactly.
So,
to be able to decode it.
Exactly. But I could like locally have some, you know, problems in my codec. Some small ones. That could
I mean,
be
you
useful.
Would not have the H whatever. What were you?
H264.
Yeah, so you would not have that codec, and
then you don't see.
And you don't see any.
Yeah,
you
see the.
But when we did the codec experiments in one of the Monday readings, Pierre Rubio was testing, and he was seeing different. Because we were poking into the files directly, so we were opening the files as. The binary files, so we were like looking at all the and then making changes and looking at what that would produce, and he realized that depending on the player he was using, he was then seeing different results. So there's something happening also in the player, but this what this exactly is we don't know.
Especially in the lock, it gets filled in different ways depending on one side on the rules in which that structure works. But when along these rules you notice that there is a gap, then different players might try to fill it in different ways.
Like for example, I'm very interested in this self-referentiality in images. No, like the auto-encoding would be like a...
Like the filling in with the same color or with the image that was before, or...
Yeah, how does it work, auto-encoding? Like when it is not referred to like a protocol from the outside, but to stuff in the code that is only in that film or in that piece of video. How is auto-encoding?
Which says auto-encoding?
I think that...
Okay, maybe I didn't...
it's a good concept,
How is it called, like this, filling the gaps when
data.
Filling the gaps with material, visual material from the same picture or
it's an
the same
completion
movie.
In
auto
way.
auto
completion.
Yeah,
when you type something. Like.
Yeah.
So it's when data is missing, there's algorithms that try to guess.
Yes.
What would be there, and they can have different concepts of how to fill gaps.
Yeah.
So one is, for example, when you look at what's next to it,
yeah,
like where you do have data, and then you just copy.
So, yeah.
So
if you have a blue sky, it's easy, you won't even notice.
Yes.
Because if a pixel in the blue
field
is missing, you just put another blue pixel.
Okay.
But if you have a like trees are terribly difficult because leaves are never the same color. So then you get really weird effects. So things that are have many different pixels, color pixels on a small, like a, yeah,
Yeah, like a tree is a good example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They really make trouble. So then there's other tricks to, like other to do that. And codecs are constantly innovating ways of guessing images. So sometimes it's through the movement, so you understand something like face recognition helps, because once you recognize a face, then you know what to expect. And then you can go from there.
And in this workshop, did you try to look once at the very early codecs, like one of the kind of first, I don't know, they would not be so complex yet, I guess, like
the
ones that are nowadays used.
In a way, GIF is a very, very old codec, because
yeah.
in the sense that you have each frame, like you don't have this interpretation of how to, because you just, when we tried in the GIF, you just have a hole, you have a blank
dot,
for example.
Yeah.
And and of course, so then the codec rules the way in which the structure works, and then it's to the player to interpret if along the structure here that is not what was expected, how to deal with
the
exception.
It's the player.
But along the rules of the code.
Right.
But the reliability is also very interesting, because if you think of GIF, it's really crap as a live, let's say, as a movie in which you don't see the change from one frame to another.
Mm-hmm.
But it's super reliable if you want to, for example, show a slideshow, because it's all images with just a named delay of passing from one to the other. So if it glitches, it just keeps the old image.
Yeah.
It doesn't break that image. Because it doesn't expect to go through.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no good and bad. It's also.
No, no, I was just wondering how much is it possible also to intervene in that structure.
Yeah.
Like, you know, to write your own rules, how interpretations would have been done afterwards, or just modify the rules that are given in other codecs that kind of produce then other glitches or other breaks or like fills this gap speculatively in a different way.
Yeah, like the fact that. Basically, doing a damage to the structure reveals how the structure is ruled. Like that's the glitch is basically this pushing the limits in which a structure still maintains the same type of order, but at the same time, this order is kind of having lacks and gaps. And
yeah.